Greetings. You are watching Dugin's Guideline. The situation around Russia at the international level is gradually worsening. Even the most attentive international analysts have observed this. Recently, the Stratfor think tank published an article with the expressive title, "The US and Russia Planned for Conflict." Why are they drawing attention to this conflict now? The opposition between the land, Russia, and the sea, the USA and NATO members, is something constant and unchangeable. If one loses something, the other gains something, and vice versa. Only naive people and direct agents of influence can believe in the reset of the friendship with the West. But why has the duel between these civilizations become more intensive only recently, only now? There are many explanations for it, but let's regard the internal situation in the US. As it is, here we can find the most exact answer. In fact, Donald Trump is a real challenge for the whole American establishment, which doesn't represent America, but the world's financial oligarchy, international corporations, and fanatic globalist sects. Trump is the candidate of America, for America is a national state with specific interests and understandable national interests. Russia, in fact, is not an enemy for such a state, but it is an enemy for globalists and Atlanticists, as Russian sovereignty does not allow them to fully control the world. Russia is not an enemy for America. If Trump wins the elections, he will be on the side of realism, as he promised. And the main contradictions between Russia and the USA will disappear. Each one will concentrate on its own problems and will not interrupt one another. It is an ideal scenario, but the globalists didn't establish their domination of the world, first of all in America. They didn't create their networks and plant liberal agents of influence to give up so easily. They can fall only because of Trump. He can create the conditions for peace, but the globalists need war. They don't need peace, Trump or Russia. That's why they try to aggravate relations with Moscow now. They are currently interested in this more than usual. Most likely, the goal of those who arrogantly think of themselves as the world government or its equivalent is increasing the tension with Russia so much so that on the eve of the elections, the situation turns not into Cold War, but into a hot one. Yes, a third world war is very likely. Even the idea is horrible. Of course, being on the edge of the actually crossing it are two different things, but the risks are very high. If the critical level is reached after the elections, the globalists will get some dividends despite the final winner. Hillary as the direct candidates of the maniac neocons or populist Trump. If Hillary comes to office, she can slow down the conflicts and gain some points by playing the peacekeeper. Her popularity is crucial as the majority of Americans doesn't accept her and never will, even if globalists impose her. That's why Hillary is interested to face our country at the edge of war. Hillary is not just a person, but also the face of the powerful globalist elite. If Trump wins in a direct conflict, he will be unable to implement his project of armed neutrality with Russia, as his position of mutual beneficial detente will be regarded as betrayal. So the escalation will slow down Trump in the event of his victory. And finally, if anything goes wrong in the USA and we can discount it, the emergency situation and the high threat of war with Russia can be the cause to prolong Obama's term. Later, he can be blamed for everything, but Trump's history will end and the globalists will wriggle out. So we have to be prepared for the worst case scenario. It is unlikely that the USA will start a war against Russia, but they are able to pretend they are ready to do it. And such geopolitical poker is not just a game. Goodbye, you've watched the pre-war Dugin's guideline. We can avoid war only if we are strong and are ready to go to the end. Not pacifism, but defensive power is the guarantee of the real and stable world.